Field & Stream Editor-in-Chief Colin Kearns tells us how to make great use of our bear meat. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. The Wild Chef Black and Blue Chili?
Yeah, so this is a great recipe. I actually cooked this a couple weeks ago, and we're bear hunting, so we have a recipe. This calls for black bear as the meat in the chili, and there's also some black beans, but the kind of secret ingredient here are wild blueberries. And, you know, blueberries are a big part of a black bear's diet, and it might seem kind of strange to put something like that in a chili, but trust me, it is absolutely dynamite. I cooked a batch, and it was gone in a couple days. It's that good.
And bear meat, by many people's standards, is not really that good, but this is a terrific way to make use of what you harvest.
Yeah, you know, I think bear meat gets a bad rap. I think people, if they don't like it, maybe, you know, it could be a number of things. Maybe they just got an older bear that the meat was a little tough, or maybe it's a little greasy, or if the bear's diet, if sometimes baited bears can't, the meat isn't all that great. But a lot of the bear meat I've had has been really, really good. I've heard someone refer to it as the roast beef of the woods. And this is a great way to utilize bear meat, because it does kind of, with the addition of the beans and the blueberries and some of the other ingredients, it does tame the flavor of the bear meat a little bit. But if you don't have bear meat, this would go really well with venison.
Certainly worth a try.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.